Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
Oh, it is a wonderful day. The sun's shining and...
Yeah, just beautiful out there. I mean, a week ago today, it was 100 degrees. Well, not right now. I guess it'd be closer to 60 degrees colder.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. When it got cold, it was really cold, and anything above freezing feels amazing now. So.
True enough. You know, I've always, my wife has a black thumb. Mm-hmm. I bought her a flower one time, just all, you know, with the little hearts on it and everything, and she killed it dead inside a week. But I've always been kind of hesitant to have house plants. But I guess that's our subject for today.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about house plants, but I'm going to start out a little bit off topic. You know, if you or I were stranded out on an island out in the middle of the ocean, we would know that we're not supposed to drink the water, because that would just make what I'm going to consider a bad situation even worse. And I think most people would agree that they know they can't use salt water on their houseplants. But what I don't think a lot of people realize is that the fertilizers that we put on for our plants to grow actually has to be converted to salt before the plant roots can absorb them and take those up. And if you don't realize that, and some people think that, you know, if somebody says a little bit of something's good, a lot has to be a lot better. So if we put a lot of fertilizer on to a houseplant, that turns into a salt, and that plant can't take up enough of it. And this is very common. That's a very common thing to see happen in the fall. Somebody will put a lot of fertilizer on thinking it's going to help it through the winter. Hmm. The winter months, we don't grow. That plant's not growing, excuse me. And due to the low levels of light that we generally get in the wintertime. And so we have a buildup of that salt in our houseplants. And so our plants may start showing some scorched leaves and just looking kind of crappy. I mean, they just look unhealthy. And we can see this happen out in the field, you know, especially those areas that have a lot of like low rainfall or precipitation amounts. But it's definitely more common in our houseplants in this part of the country. And let's think about why that is. Well, those plants that we might have fertilized heavy that aren't growing, they have only so much soil volume because they're in that pot. And how often do we change the soil media? Probably not a whole lot. So we start to get a buildup of that. And today we're going to talk just a minute about what can we do. Well, it's a process called leaching. And what we're doing is not complicated. It's not a difficult process, but it's just adding enough water to wash out those excess salts. So how much water is enough, Ryan? Well, that's a great question. We typically say it's two times the volume of water as the container. So if you filled that container up twice without all the soil and media in it, that's how much we'd want to put in there. So right off the bat, I'll tell you, this is a process I would take outside if it was a nice day, or you know, a bathroom tub, a sink, something where when that water's draining out of the bottom of that drainage hole, it's not just going to be all over your kitchen counters or something like that.
So basically we're talking about flushing the soil out.
Yeah. And just by doing that, we can control those, get rid of those excess salts and have fresher soil.
Okay. So,
like I said, it's a very simple deal. Now, I've talked to people that have tried, I've seen almost like a salt layer on the crust. Well, it forms a crust, but the top layer just looks like it's kind of whitish. It looks like salt. Can I just remove that? Well, you can, but if it goes down more than a quarter of an inch, I would say we probably just ought to really think, well, we need to flush it or leach it, but then we need to probably think about repotting that one as well. Getting new, not saying you have to buy a new pot or container, but you need to buy some more soil or media to put inside that pot. And that's just something that I think we need to think about doing. You know, every few years is probably repotting our plants, but I know I've got some house plants in my house that have been there for now 5 years, and I have not done that, or not repotted them or put new media in. The other thing we can see, Dave, is irregular watering can cause some brown tips on some leaves. So at the very tip of those plants, they're just kind of turned brown. And again, you might think that they're unhealthy, but it could just be that we watered them really well, and then we let them sit there for too long, got really dry, and then we watered them really well again. And that irregular pattern can cause some of that brown tips on leaves. But if you've got questions, I'm in the office. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Okay. Now, I do have one question for you. This leaching process that you're talking about, mm-hmm. is that good for just about any house plant that we have?
The only ones, and I'm not sure about this, I'd have to look up like some of our, I'm going to say cactus plants or succulents, aloe vera, like some of those plants, I'm not sure we'd want to do that, but they're not getting, if you're putting on a lot of fertilizer on those types of plants anyways, probably not a great idea. The reason I don't know about them is just based on they don't take a whole lot of water anyways.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in family and child development, Rebecca McFarland.